Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. It's Bishop Hutchinson, and again, I'm blessed and I'm privileged and highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. We pray that you are blessed and highly favored wherever you are around the world listening to this broadcast. It's a beautiful sunny day here in the Atlanta metropolitan area, and I pray that your day is blessed wherever you are. We're excited to come before you this week with another lesson, and today we're going to be talking about ministry gifts. Specifically, our subject would be, what would you have me to do, Lord? I want you to think about that as we go through this week's lesson, because God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for each and every one of us. And many of us do not discover what that purpose, that will, that destiny is, because we simply do not ask God what is it that he has for us to do. So I pray today as we examine a portion of scripture from the book of Acts chapter 9, we're going to look at the Apostle Paul when he was on his own self-made mission, and then he had an encounter with the risen Lord, and he asked, what would you have me to do, Lord? And this is what we're going to be talking about today. So I pray that you'll have your Bible, your paper, your pencils ready to take notes and study along with us. And while you're preparing your materials, I want to invite you out to our Pinnacle of Success Conference, which is scheduled for May 28th, in about 4 weeks, May 28th, here in Morrow, Georgia. You can visit our conference site, pinnacleofsuccess.org, for registration information. Registration is free. There are only a few seats left, so register today to reserve your seat. We're going to be having 3 seminars from our Bible College and Seminary program dealing with solving life problems. We're going to be talking about growing towards spiritual maturity, and we're going to talk about the pinnacle of success, how to live the abundant life, how to apply transformational principles to your business, and how to make friends and make them count for your relationship. So we want to see you there. Again, that's pinnacleofsuccess.org. Praise the Lord. Now let's take a look at our foundational scripture text that we're going to look at today, coming from the book of Acts. Book of Acts chapter 9. And let's start reading at verse number 1. And it reads verse 1, it says, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven." Verse 4, "And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And then verse 6 says, "And he, Saul, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, we praise and we glorify you today. We thank you for the risen Savior. We thank you for the living Savior. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father, we thank you today that we know that he rose so that we can live a life and have life more abundantly. We thank you that he rose to grant us purpose and meaningfulness to our lives, that he came to manifest the destiny of God inside of our lives today. So, Father, as we speak and as we teach and as we pray, may your Holy Spirit bring revelation, illumination, and inspiration to the listeners. May you bring healing and deliverance and salvation into the homes of those under the sound of my voice. We thank you, Father, as we submit ourselves to you in unreserved obedience today, that you will manifest yourself to us as you've done in times past, that we will know our purpose in the earth. In Jesus' master's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, saints, I welcome you to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. We're going to be talking today about what would you have me to do, Lord? Or, Lord, what would you have me to do? I want each and every one of you to say that with me. Lord, what is it that you would have for me to do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so as we go through this week's lesson, I pray that you will receive answers to that. If you sincerely seek God, the scripture teaches us in another place that if any man or woman lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberally. And as I mentioned earlier, many people simply do not know the answer to that question because they have not asked. And I pray that as you ask that question, you ask with all sincerity today. And as we look at this portion of scripture that we read earlier from Acts chapter 9, we'll see that this man named Saul, he sincerely asked, what would you have me to do? We see in verse 6 again. And it says, he, that is Saul, trembling in his son, said, Lord. Now that tells us that once he recognized that it was Jesus who identified himself in verse 5 when Jesus says, I am the Lord. He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. And then after accepting the fact that it was the Lord Jesus, he asked, what would you have for me to do? And the word Lord, we need to understand that for a moment. The word Lord means master or ruler. And so here in this two verses, this man who was once in verse 1, breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, 5 verses later, he's asking the Lord what he must do. So this gives me a quick insight into the suddenly moments that can happen in the life of someone, the sudden transformations that can take place in the lives of those once they recognize and heed the voice of the Lord. So it says in verse 4, again, it says, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul. I pray today, if you have not already experienced Jesus Christ in such a way where you can hear his voice as Samuel did in the book of Samuel when the Lord spoke to him and he did not recognize his voice. Perhaps some of you listening today may have been hardening your heart, or perhaps you could not clearly recognize the voice of the Lord. I want you to do what Saul did in this particular text of Scripture, and I want you to do what Samuel did back in the Old Testament. And I pray that my voice would be used as an Eli to the Samuel today that would say, the next time the Lord speaks to you, says, speak, Lord, before your servant listening. In other words, what happened here with Saul and what needs to happen in our lives is we need to finally surrender. Surrender our own ways. Surrender our own efforts. Surrender our own thinking. And allow the Lord Jesus to impart into us the things that he would have us to do, the things that he would have us to think, the things places he would have us to go. I believe this is very relevant to many people listening to my voice today, because many times we try to figure things out on our own, but we end up right back at the same place that we began over and over again. How many have experienced that in your life? Well, if you can identify with that, saints, you really need to pay attention to this week's lesson, because during this broadcast, you prayerfully will be exposed to the answer of, Lord, what would you have me to do? Hallelujah. And so again, as we look over this portion of scripture, we understand some of the backdrop for this, that this was a man named Saul who was a very religious person. He was trained in all the ways of his religious doctrine and philosophies. If anybody were to ask this man whether he knew God, he would certainly say that he's a devout follower of God. But we see in this particular text that he was actually fighting against God while he was thinking that he was serving God. And this is something that we need to pay attention to and be made aware of in our own life, even perhaps, of whether we place our own belief system, our own way of doing things above God's way of doing things. I'd like to remind you of what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, when he says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which is his way of doing things, and then all these things," whatever things in that particular context pertain to your life, "will be added unto you." And basically, here we see the Lord Jesus speaking to this man who was persecuting his church, persecuting the followers, had got letters from the high priest of his particular religious sect. Verse 2, it goes on to say, he desired letters to Damascus, to the synagogues. These are to the places of teaching centers. In today's terminology for Christians, these will be, he wanted letters to go into the gatherings or the churches where they gathered to worship and to teach and to learn about their God. You see, in the King James Version, said, if he found any of the way. And the term "the way" refers to those who followed the way of Christ, who followed the teachings of this, as Saul was concerned, this heretic named Jesus. And they knew that they would gather from time to time in different places, men and women. And he says, I desire to have letters from our true church to go to these false churches and to arrest these people who are gathering in the name of this false God named Jesus. And this is the backdrop for what's happened to this man named Saul. There may be many people listening today who may be a scoffer or a skeptic about Jesus as the Apostle Saul was. We see this man's heart was totally against the Lord Jesus. But how his heart turned in just a moment, and he surrendered his life. He surrendered his mind. He surrendered his heart unto the same one that he once persecuted, the one that he once rejected and abandoned. He realized had not abandoned him. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. And so I want you today, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done, what you're doing, you may have given up on God, but I want you to know that God has not given up on you. And just as we see continue here, look at verse 3. He says, verse 2 again, the latter part says, he desired letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any of this way, those that were following the teachings of this Jesus, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. He would arrest them and bring them before their religious council in order to give an account for the heresy that they're practicing. And as he journeyed, verse 3 says, he came near his destination, which was Damascus. And then there suddenly, somebody said me suddenly, and then suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, verse 4 says, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul. You notice the voice didn't just speak in general, the voice spoke specifically and called him by name. Just as I see here the Holy Spirit spoke to this man, Apostle Saul, I believe that he's speaking to some of you right now. And you will not mistake his voice or his call for someone else. You may try to ignore the voice. You may have been running from the voice. You may have been trying to not to pay attention to it, but I pray today by the name of Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit that your ears will be open today and that you will hear and that you will acknowledge the voice of God speaking to you and that you will do what this man did next. In verse 5, again, we see where it says, and he said, who art thou? And he said, Lord, with a question mark. He wasn't sure of who it was speaking unto him until these confirming words were spoke to him. He said, and the Lord said, I am Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prayer. And that's all it took for this man named Saul to recognize the voice of the one speaking to him, to acknowledge that he was Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you today have not just, accepted some teaching that someone gave you about Jesus? Whether that teaching led you to believe upon the Lord Jesus or that teaching has caused you to question Jesus. Well, here we see this man named Saul. He had some of these very same issues. He doubted and openly rejected that Jesus was Lord, even to the fact that he persecuted all those who said that Jesus is Lord. And he had every intent, even on this day, thanks to God, he had every intent to destroy, to bound, and to make captive every person who ever called upon the name of this Lord Jesus Christ. But suddenly, the scripture says, hallelujah, but suddenly, it says, a light shined around him from heaven. And here it is in verse number 6, he said, the scripture says again, he stood trembling and it started to say, Lord, without the question mark. He's making a declaration right now. He says, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I want you to say that with me, saying, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Yet we're not talking about what the scripture text is saying here. We're not talking about what Saul asked the Lord. Right now, when you make these declarations, you're making declarations about what you, hallelujah, what you want, what is it that the Lord wants you to do? Because just as the Apostle Paul, we may not have been persecuted to the degree in which Saul was. But if we're not in full compliance and obedience or walking in God's will, we are actually persecuting Jesus. We're nailing him to the cross daily because we have not accepted the sacrifice. We have not accepted the new life. We have not accepted the victory. We have not embraced the purpose for which Jesus died and rose again just for us. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Lord, what would you have me to do? And this is the question that each and every one of us must ask in order to receive an answer. And we see that the apostle, that this man named Saul, this is before he was an apostle, which means one who was sent, he received this answer to his question. And the Lord said to him, verse 6, second part, and the Lord said to him, we're talking about the Lord Jesus, and the Lord said to him, arise. The first thing you must do is arise. Get up, because the light had shone on him when he was riding on his mule. It had knocked him to the ground. So the first thing God wants to do in Saul's life and what he wants to do in your life is he wants to lift you up. Whatever situation he has used to humble you, whatever circumstances, some of the storms in life, we always give the devil credit for everything and attribute it to the power of the devil for causing calamity or misfortune or things that are inconsistent with our own plan, with our own will. We always say the devil is busy. But I want you to know, thanks to God, that when there comes a point in your life where you persecuted Jesus to the degree of acknowledging idols and following false gods, that He would bring you to your knees. Yes, the Lord Jesus, your master, the one who is your ruler, whether you have acknowledged him or not, Jesus is still Lord. But what happens to change the fortune of your life when you hit rock bottom? And some people hit it in different kinds of ways, maybe in relationship, maybe in their health. Some people may be in their finances. Some people may be in jobs or business. You will hit rock bottom if you continue to persecute the Lord, whether knowingly or unknowingly. That's why today is very important, thanks to God, that each and every one of us acts ourselves without thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Lord, what would you have me to do? Am I fully obeying you, Lord? Am I doing the things that please you? Am I doing the things that are comfortable for me? Am I doing the things that seem right in my own eyes? Or am I doing things that are right before your eyesight? Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Lord, what would you have me to do? This is what this man Saul says. And then the Lord says, arise. I want to lift you up above your situation. He says, go. He says to Saul, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Thank you, God. What is it right now? What is the situation, the circumstance that you need to rise above in your life? Is it doubt? Is it confusion? Is it worry? Is it anxiety? Is it a relationship? Is it financial? Is it a physical situation? What is the situation that you need to have the Lord speak to you and says, arise? Well, in the name of Jesus right now today, I breathe upon you as the prophet Ezekiel breathed over the dry bones in the valley and that they rose up. I speak the words that Jesus, the Lord, spoke to this man Saul in this text over your life. Arise. Arise. Arise in the name of Jesus. And it shall be told thee what thee must do. But it's only going to be told you, saints of God, if you've asked the question. What we just read about arising and going into the city and being told what you must do were the result or the answer to the question. So this is why this lesson is entitled today, "What, Lord, what must I do?" Or "What would you have me to do, Lord?" This is the key hinge to determining your destiny and your purpose in your life. You want to go before God and surrender, and you want to speak in today. What does he want me to do? It may be some type of ministry gift. It may be some type of business venture. It may be some type of new relocation. It may be a relationship or some wisdom or insight into how to deal with some situation that you need wisdom in. You need to just simply surrender and cry out, Lord. Hallelujah. I think you know what I'm saying now. Well, what would you have me to do? You know, see, I tried it this way. I tried it that way. I tried it my way. Father, Father, Lord Jesus, what is it? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. What is it you would have me to do? And then, of course, if we know the rest of the story, that Saul obeyed the voice of the Lord. After the Lord says, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thee will do. For some of you, perhaps coming, enrolling in the Bible college program, joining a cell church or planning a cell church, getting trained for ministry, attending this year's conference, it may be something that God is telling you to do so that it could be shown to you what you must do. You'll notice that as we read the rest of the text, that God did not reveal it directly to Saul, but he says, first, follow the instructions of the Lord. If I truly am who you declare that I am, which is Lord, Master, Ruler, then you will do what I ask you to do. This is very key for us, saints of God, because many people profess Lord, Lord out of their mouth, but their hearts are far from him. And the way that Jesus knows that your heart is far from him is whether you obey him or not. So we see in the case of this man Saul that he had given him instructions to go into the city, and he told him that it will be told what he must do. Verse 7, and the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose, hallelujah, from the earth. And when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. In other words, in the case of Saul, he was literally blinded by the light. And until he fully obeyed the voice of the Lord God, he would not be able to see clearly. So it says in verse 8, that Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he could not see. And people led him by the hand, and they brought him into Damascus. Verse 9, and he was there 3 days without sight. Neither did he eat nor drink. And then it says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus, the place where Saul had fully intent to arrest and bind believers such as this man that he was now going to see. But he wasn't going to visit this man to bind him. He was going to this man to have the chains that had bound him released. Somebody know what God can do in your life. So he said there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. Again, we see that this man, Ananias, had also surrendered and recognized Jesus as master and ruler of his life. So whatever it is that the master or ruler wants you to do, even if it's contrary to what you would prefer to do, is even if it's contrary to the direction that you would want to go, if Jesus is really your Lord, you will surrender to his rulership over your life. So first we see this man Saul accepted Jesus as Lord, and he obeyed to go to Damascus. Now the Lord is speaking to another one of his disciples. He is one of those who were of the way that we talked about earlier. And he also acknowledged, behold, I am here, Lord. Speak whatever you say. I am your servant, is basically what he says at the end of verse 10. Verse 11, it goes on, and the Lord said to him, arise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, arise. So just as he spoke to Saul to arise, he spoke to Ananias, arise. And go into the street, which is called straight. I'm telling you, if you're looking for guidance, if you're looking for wisdom, if you're looking for direction, all you simply have to do is surrender to the Lordship of Jesus and ask him, Lord, what would you have me to do? Again, we see as we prepare to close out, he says, go into the street called straight and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarshish, for behold, he prayeth. And yet, and have seen a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. So here it is. We see the Lord Jesus living and active in the lives of those who accept him. He wants to be just as active in your life today, children of God. He wants to give you such clarity and direction for your life. If you will surrender and submit and acknowledge him, not only just confessing with your mouth, but believing in your heart that Jesus is Lord and obeying his word. He says to each and every one of you now, no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance you may be facing, he says to you, arise. He says to you, arise, and in response to you asking the question, I believe the Lord will speak directly and specifically to you about what you need to do, where you need to go, and why you need to do it. Hallelujah. And we know that the man Ananias obeyed the voice of the Lord. If you read the rest of this chapter, he went to the place called Straight. He went to the house of Judas. He inquired for a man named Saul. And when he got there, he laid his hands on him and said, verse 17, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, hath appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest. He hath sent me that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thanks to God, this is what I desire, that God would use this message to do in your life. What he would use your obedience to do in the life of someone else, and he will bring them out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, today, thanks to God, no matter where you may find yourself in life, if Jesus really is your Lord, you should surrender and you should obey him and be willing to receive whatever instruction God has for you today. Simply cry out, Lord, what would you have me to do? So, Father, I thank you today for those who are listening to the sound of my voice. May your spirit be upon them. May you awaken them. May you quicken them, O God. May you give clarity and direction to every step and direction they need to go. And I bless you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.